This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the International Atomic Energy Agency's condemnation of Iran's nuclear activities is a sign that the Bush administration can resolve problems multilaterally. He also signaled some new diplomatic activity on the Israeli-Palestinian front. Secretary Powell spoke yesterday with NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.
We began our conversation on the Middle East. This week, the Bush administration confirmed that it would reduce a loan guarantee package to Israel as a way to register its concern about settlement activity in the West Bank and construction of a security barrier deep into Palestinian land. Palestinians complained it was just a symbolic slap on the wrist, but Secretary Powell sees it as part of the U.S. efforts to keep a two-state solution alive.
Well, we have never stepped back from having vigorous diplomatic activity. We have been at something of a standstill for the last several months with the resignation of Abu Mazen as Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority. But now that we have a new Prime Minister, Abu Allah, we are hoping that he will meet soon with the Israeli side, Prime Minister Sharon, and the two sides have been talking to one another. And we are prepared to engage more fully at that time when that meeting has been held and we have a way forward with the roadmap.
The Europeans, who were part of the roadmap process, had been complaining about what they call the contamination policy with Arafat, that if they meet with Yasser Arafat, Israelis won't meet with them. How have you managed to change that sort of dynamic? How do you work with the Palestinians without Yasser Arafat?
Well, we have worked with Palestinians. I speak to my counterpart in the Palestinian Authority, Foreign Minister Nabil Shat, all the time. But we won't deal with Chairman Arafat. We won't speak to Chairman Arafat on an official level for the simple reason we don't believe he is a responsible partner for peace. We think that he undercut Prime Minister Abu Mazen, and we hope he does not undercut Prime Minister Abu Allah, or else we'll be right back where we started. My European colleagues, some of them do deal with Chairman Arafat, and it makes it more difficult for them to deal with the Israelis. But that's a matter between them and the Israeli government, not me.
There are those who argue that the security barrier, the fence, is not going to make a two-state solution possible. How much do you think that reducing the loans is really going to signal to Israel U.S. concern about
well,
this?
Well, it's certainly a signal. It's not an insignificant amount of money. And the president has said on a number of occasions that the fence is a problem. And he said it most clearly when he spoke in London last week and talked about settlement activity and the fence. The fence, if it continues to move in the Palestinian regions, in the parts of the West Bank where Palestinians have their towns and villages, and starts to create a fait accompli with respect to what a future border might look like, that's the problem that the president has identified. And that's, when the loan guarantee affects settlement activity and the fence.
Turning to Iraq, the Iraqi Governing Council this week wrote a letter to the UN. They're talking about getting another United Nations resolution. What would the U.S. hope to get from a new resolution? I mean, are you looking for a stamp of legitimacy for this changing pace of transferring authority back to Iraq?
Well, we are not proposing a UN resolution at this time. We believe that for the time being, the authorities contained in the last UN resolution, 1511, are enough for us to do what we are doing. But as the process moves forward, as the Governing Council completes the work that was laid out in their letter to the President of the Security Council, and as they put in place fundamental law, and as they, from that fundamental law, create a transitional assembly, and from that transitional assembly create a transitional government, then there may be a role for a new resolution at that time or somewhere along that road. But we don't think there's a need for a UN resolution right today.
We've heard Germany talk about the need now to reschedule the debt for Iraq. Germany's also offered to train Iraqi police. The French had that offer on the table to train Iraqi police. It seems the U.S. isn't in such a rush to take up all of these offers, or is that the wrong impression?
We are spending a lot of time talking to our German and French colleagues. We have had a number of conversations recently on debt relief. I spoke to Foreign Minister de Villepin of France about it yesterday, and our Treasury Secretary spoke to his French colleague, Minister Maire, about it a few days ago. So we're following up on these suggestions. We have a good plan to train more Iraqi police at a facility in Jordan, and that's what we're concentrating on right now, but we are appreciative of the offers that have been made by Germany and others to support that police training effort. And in due course, we'll see whether the offer they have made is consistent with the training plan that's being put together by the CPA.
When you talk about spreading democracy, I wonder, this week the Iraqi Governing Council banned an Arab television station from operating in Iraq. It seems that it's going against the fundamental idea of spreading democracy in this region.
I don't think so. If you take note at the same time that some 150 to 180 news papers have started up operation in Iraq since the liberation. And I don't think anybody would say there's a shortage of coverage of what's happening in Baghdad and in other parts of Iraq. It fills our television screen and our newspaper every day. So there's no lack of coverage of what's going on. In the case of these stations that the Governing Council took action against, they were doing more than just covering the news. They were part of the news. They managed to conveniently show up before an incident would take place. They kind of positioned themselves so they could see when a rocket or an improvised explosive device was going to go off under an American vehicle. This goes beyond normal news coverage. This is complicity in the act of terrorism.
And the U.S. has evidence of that?
That is what I understand. I don't have the evidence in my hand today, but Mr. Rumsfeld spoke to that yesterday.
On Iran, are you willing to let the Europeans take the lead now in this, what they call this constructive engagement to deal with Iran's nuclear program, or is the Bush administration going to insist on more of a confrontational approach?
We haven't. Why would you even suggest we're looking for a confrontational approach? We have worked within the international community with the International Atomic Energy Agency. We worked with our European Union friends, and especially, as they're called, the EU3, France, Germany, United Kingdom, to come up with a good resolution. And so, lo and behold, the administration worked in a multilateral way to come up with a resolution that was agreed by voice vote in Vienna the other day. I think this shows that when we can work together toward a common purpose, then the United States can be as multilateral as anyone. And what has happened over the last couple of years with respect to Iran, it was the United States who kept telling our European Union friends and our Russian friends and other friends around the world, Iran is developing nuclear weapons. And people kind of looked away. They said, no, they're just creating nuclear power plants. Well, this is a country loaded with oil. Why does it need a nuclear power plant? And we kept insisting that we had good information. And everybody thought the United States was just playing that axis of evil card. Well, guess what? Finally, the world saw the evidence. The evidence came forward. And in this resolution, they've also been told you have, one, been in breach of your obligations, and two, we put a specific reference in the resolution at U.S. insistence that said if they have not stopped and we find further violations, that will be a matter that will have to be taken up immediately in accordance with appropriate documents and statutes, which means it'll be referred to the United Nations.
Mr. Secretary, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I wish a happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners.
Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke to us from his offices at the State Department. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.